This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, more Austin. I'm not trying to bust further on Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. In fact, I'm following up on yesterday's story because I don't think I did a very good job of analyzing that story. I've said many times in this program, there are two questions to ask whenever reading a story or hearing a story in the corporate media. Number one, is the story true? Obviously, that's important. But just as important is the second question, who benefits if I believe it? And I forgot that second question and fell into the narrative that the corporate media was hoping I would fall into, which is a political gotcha, conservatives trying to get a scalp from a member of President Biden's cabinet. Oh, isn't this awful? He's derelict in his duties. He didn't properly follow protocol in notifying. Yes, okay, that stuff is true. But why is the story getting out there? I mean, presumably, the story could have been contained inside the Pentagon if somebody really wanted to. So why is the story out there? Why did the Pentagon reveal that not only did Secretary Austin go into the hospital for an elective surgery just before New Year's, which led to complications that resulted in him being in the intensive care unit for several days. Presumably, the Secretary of Defense, as with all cabinet officials, have staff members around them who are fully educated on proper protocol when things like this happen. Why was Secretary Austin so badly advised? Why did no one on his staff say, hey, we need to notify the Deputy Secretary of Defense and have her get back to the Pentagon from her vacation in Puerto Rico? We should tell the White House in case there's something that happens in Iraq or Syria or Lebanon or the Red Sea that requires a more muscular response requiring cabinet-level approval. That didn't happen. But again, the fact that that information is now out there in the corporate media is just as important as what actually happened. Does somebody inside the Biden administration or inside the deep state more broadly want Secretary Austin out of his position? And they figure the only way to get him out is to humiliate him into resigning, which would look better for the president than having to fire, well, a man of color on his cabinet. Again, I don't know the answer to that question, but I think that's more important than getting caught up in the political gotcha of, oh, look at this bad thing this guy did. Isn't he terrible? Topic number 4, Chinese at the border. As we move on, we learn that the Biden administration has dramatically simplified the vetting process for Chinese illegal migrants encountered by Customs and Border Protection at the southern border. This took place in April of 2023. Daily Caller found this. In an email sent by a Customs and Border Protection supervisor to about 500 Border Patrol agents, instructing officials to reduce the number of questions asked of Chinese nationals crossing our southern border illegally from 40 down to just 5. These are questions like, what's your name? Where are you from? Why are you here? Have you ever served in the military? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Reduced from 40 questions down to just 5. Now, Border Patrol has been overwhelmed by a surge at the southern border. We talked about this multiple times here. Since Joe Biden took office, estimates between 9 and 11 million illegals have crossed into the country since January of 2021. But why specifically reduce the vetting process for Chinese nationals? Now, if it was done to simplify the process of saying, okay, you're now in the system, we're putting you on a vehicle and sending you back into Mexico, that would be fine. But that's not what's happening here. They're speeding up the process of taking their names and giving them a notice to appear for an asylum hearing 3 years down the road and then releasing them basically onto the streets of an American city somewhere. Why? Well, I can only guess at that answer. I mean, are they expected to vote a certain way, or is there some sort of a deal, quid pro quo, that's been worked out under the table between the Chinese government and the Biden administration? I don't know the answer to that. What we do know is that since 2022, Border Patrol has encountered approximately 35,000 Chinese nationals at our southern border. Now, again, they're getting from China to Central America somehow. Presumably, they could fly into the United States. They just don't want to have to get a visa to do it. Again, why? Topic number 3, Biden versus Idaho. The Supreme Court on Friday, this Friday past, allowed Idaho's law banning abortions except to save the life of the mother to go into effect. This puts on hold a challenge from the Biden administration. The high court agreed to hear the case in April, which is based on the Biden administration's attempt to require emergency room doctors to perform abortions under a new and novel, novel meaning never before tried, a novel interpretation of the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act of 1986, or EMTALA. Now, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which invented a constitutional right to abortion based on the non-existent right to privacy, or it's non-existent in the Constitution anyway, the Department of Health and Human Services issued a guidance or regulations claiming that EMTALA requires doctors to perform abortions on patients in the emergency room when it is the stabilizing treatment necessary to help in a medical emergency. But under this guidance, hospitals not in compliance could lose funding and the ability to participate in Medicaid. That could be a serious loss of revenue. In short, this is the Biden administration's effort to use regulations rather than the rule of law to force the sacrifice of children. Molech is a jealous god. And that leads to topic number two today, satanic ritual. Our friend David James pointed me to this story. One of the world's most widely read women's magazines, Cosmopolitan, published an article in its December issue saying that Satanism is a religion that practices the religious ritual of abortion. The article titled, "So How Does a Satanic Abortion Ceremony Even Work?" This magazine is not small potatoes. They boast a print and digital audience of about 50 million readers, published a piece about the Satanic Temple and its New Mexico-based telehealth abortion clinic that, quote, provides abortion medication via mail to those in New Mexico who wish to perform the Satanic Temple's religious abortion ritual, end quote. In other words, they're trying to use the First Amendment. Congress shall not infringe on the right for the free exercise of religion. They're claiming it's a religious ritual, and so claiming that abortion is protected on those grounds. According to Cosmopolitan writer Ariel Dom, the clinic draws inspiration from landmark court rulings, Supreme Court rulings, in favor of Christian business owners, I'm quoting now, in favor of Christian business owners denying services to LGBT people purely on religious grounds, end quote. And then uses that as a basis to defend the Satanic Temple and its provision of abortion services. Again, it goes on to call the Satanic Temple a faith-based group. I'm not sure Cosmopolitan intended to do this, but what it's done is unironically reminded its 50 million viewers that Satanism, abortion, rather, is in fact satanic. Thank you, Cosmo. Coming up, the big threat to democracy? Voting. That's next on 5 and 10.
Jonathan Cahn is back with his most explosive book ever, The Josiah Manifesto. This stunning book exposes whether or not a 3,000-year-old calendar of appointed days provides the secret to the most dynamic year of our lives. Even ordaining a plague, a national lockdown, days of fire, and the changing of the Supreme Court. Secret information regarding an anonymous prayer and a mysterious template that may lie behind the event that overtook Capitol Hill and shook the nation. And the mysterious ancient king that may have revealed the secret behind a modern American president, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, The Gods of the Bible Unveiled on DVD, where Derek Gilbert systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity actually is. In this instructional guide, you'll be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall in Genesis was only one of three divine rebellions, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and too hot for TV episodes on the return of the gods that will leave you speechless. This DVD also includes three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But right now, you can upgrade your master collection to include the absolutely astonishing Josiah Manifesto Uncensored 8-DVD album featuring hours of additional totally uncensored raw materials and mysteries that are not included in the book or anywhere else but right here, including the Island of Mystery, the Winds of Hinnom, Jehu and the Temple of Baal, the Jubilean Redemption and the Child of the Nile, and the Manifesto Part 1 and 2 and the very last mystery. This special upgrade includes all of the items from the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection and the exclusive uncensored 8-DVD album, which altogether holds a retail value of $200. Yours now for your donation of only $74.99 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the end times like never before as you dive into the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection or the Master Collection with upgrade uncensored 8-DVD album. So order now at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection.
Item number one today, well, we could protect democracy so much better if we could just do away with elections. Yes, a senior editor at Bloomberg Opinion, Tobin Harshaw, thinks that people voting is a threat to democracy because, according to him, there's only a 10% chance everything will go well. 40% of the world's population will be voting on elected officials this year. And according to Harshaw, only a 10% chance that things will go well, meaning go the way he wants them to go. According to Harshaw, 41% of the world's population is having major elections this year. Yay, democracy, right? Not really, what with extremist populist parties, mostly right-wing, on the rise everywhere from the European Union to the Pacific Rim, end quote. Ah, I see, Mr. Harshaw. Pure democracy or the rule of the majority or what the framers of the Constitution considered mob rule might actually be a threat to the principles that undergird free and fair societies around the globe. Like, you know, maybe the government needs a system of checks and balances, an executive branch that's held in check by the legislature and the judiciary, or a federalist system that checks the power of the national government with the power of state and local governments, things like that. Watch it, Mr. Harshaw. You're going to wind up voting for the way we do out here in deep red rural Ozarks. You know, his position on this, actually claiming that voting is a threat to democracy, would be laughable if we weren't seeing a large segment of the Democratic Party here in the United States actually agreeing with him, hence the movement to try to get Donald Trump removed from the ballots in Colorado and Maine and other states around this union. Well, this week on Skywatch TV, we begin a series with Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, his latest book, The Josiah Manifesto, a blueprint for how to survive these turbulent times. He, as always, he brings the goods. It's a jaw-dropping series of programs. I was honored to guest host for Joe Horn this week. And for the next couple, you can watch the program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com, where you'll find all of our video content all the time. You can also catch it right now at our Roku or Apple TV channels. If you've got a set-top box, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for your set-top box. You can also catch it at the new YouTube channel for the main program, youtube.com/@SkywatchTV now, rumble.com/SkywatchTV also, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. All of our video content right to the palm of your hand, whether you're carrying an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. It's absolutely free, and to make it easy to find the right app for your device, we've got the app stores linked at the website. You'll find the page in the top menu bar, or linked in the top menu bar, at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.